This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Supercooled shipments of a newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday for rapid air freight distribution to regional hubs across the United States. Inoculations against the virus that causes the deadly COVID-19 disease will begin very expeditiously, hopefully Monday. Those are the words of Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He spoke to CNN on Sunday. More than 184,000 vials were on the first trucks leaving the Pfizer vaccine production facility. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be the first in line to receive the initial 2.9 million doses at a time when the number of cases of coronavirus is surging in the United States. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. The United States has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in Germany. Under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th until January 10th, all schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during that period, the sale of fireworks is banned. So is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors, which is larger than the current maximum. Infection rates have hit record levels in Germany in the past few days. VOA News. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day. That's one of the lowest one-day death counts in a month. The latest deaths pushed Italy's official toll, however, up to 64,520, according to Johns Hopkins University. Hackers have broken into U.S. federal agency networks, according to government officials on Sunday. The Treasury Department and Commerce Department were both breached. Now, U.S. officials are trying to determine how big this cyber attack is and how the problem can be fixed. The FBI and Homeland Security are both investigating. The hacks were revealed just days after a major cybersecurity firm disclosed that foreign government hackers had broken into its network and stolen the company's own hacking tools. Many experts suspect Russia is responsible for the attack. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19 with an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population, all of that in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to Brazil's Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the health ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups that include health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The president, however, has been criticized that the plan is not well thought out. Jair Bolsonaro has also been criticized for downplaying the virus. He's been known to call it a little flu. Niger voted in long-delayed municipal and regional elections on Sunday, the day after an attack by the Boko Haram jihadist group claimed at least 27 lives, according to local officials, and 2 weeks ahead of a landmark presidential election. The vote had been postponed repeatedly because of jihadist attacks in parts of the poor Sahel country, notably the southeastern Diffa region, where Saturday's assault occurred. Many parts of the west and southeast have suffered attacks since 2015, preventing people from registering to vote, according to National Electoral Commission. A senior local official said Saturday's attack left 27 dead and was of, quote, unprecedented savagery, with dozens of assailants laying to waste 60% of the town of Tumor, burning down as many as 1,000 homes and the central market. You can follow this and all the other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.